Texte numéro 53. Liberty moves north. Who will uphold the torch of openness in the West? Not America's next president. Donald Trump would build a wall on Mexico's border. Hillary Clinton has renounced her former support for ambitious trade deals. Britain has voted to march out of the European Union. Angela Merkel flung open Germany's doors to refugees, then suffered a series of political setbacks. Marine Le Pen, a right-wing populist, is the favourite to win the first round of France's presidential election. In this depressing company of wall builders, door slammers, and drawbridge raisers, Canada stands out as a heartening exception. It happily admits more than 300,000 immigrants a year, nearly 1% of its population, and its charismatic Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has welcomed some 33,000 Syrian refugees, far more than America has. Irredeemably dull by reputation, less brash and bellicose than America, Canada has long seemed to outsiders to be a citadel of decency, tolerance, and good sense. Modern Canada's social safety net is stronger than America's, its gun control laws saner. In an age of seductive extremes, it remains reassuringly level-headed. Canada suffers from some of the stresses that feed populism in other rich countries. It has experienced a decline of manufacturing jobs, stagnant incomes for most of its citizens, and rising inequality. It, too, frets about a shrinking middle class. Canadians worry about Islamist terrorism. Yet Canada does not seem tempted to shut itself off from the world. What can other Western countries learn from its example? First, Canada not only welcomes newcomers but works hard to integrate them. Its system of private sponsorship, in which groups of citizens take responsibility for supporting refugees during their first year, not only helps them adapt, but encourages society at large to make them welcome. The second lesson is the value of knowing when fiscal austerity does more harm than good. Canada has been managing its public finances conservatively for the past 20 years or so. Now in charge of a sluggish economy, Mr. Trudeau can afford to give growth a modest lift by spending extra money on infrastructure. His government has given a tax cut to the middle class and raised rates for the highest earners to help pay for it. Canada protects people hurt by globalization. Compared with America, its publicly financed health system lessens the terror of losing a job. It also provides more financial support and training to people who do. Canada is far from perfect. It remains a poorer, less productive, and less innovative economy than America's. But for now, the world owes Canada gratitude for reminding it of what many people are in danger of forgetting, that tolerance and openness are wellsprings of security and prosperity, not threats to them. Adapted from The Economist, October 2016.